Sorry, you had a bad day today. Bad days suck. They are terrible. They are everything wrong in life. But we need bad days. And you might be asking, girl, why do we need bad days? I could live without a bad day any day. But hear me out. Without bad days, every day will be good. And that's not okay. If every day was a good day, you would eventually be so bored with everything. Things will be so boring and normal every day. Nothing new, nothing spectacular, no emotions. So what I'm trying to say here is bad days only lead up to good days. Just think about that. If you're having a bad day right now, please know that things will lighten up eventually. It may not be tomorrow, maybe it will be. It may not be in a week or a month or even a year. But as long as you wake up every day and try your best, just try. For me, you don't have to fake a smile. All you have to do is just try to keep positive, try to keep a positive mindset. You don't have to be super jumpy and happy, but as long as you don't put yourself down and don't put yourself down, please. That is the number one no-no of being sad or down or not okay having those bad days. Just please don't have negative thoughts. Try not to, at least. I know sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you can't help it. But I promise you that you will be happy. And it'll be all worth it. Because these days, the bad ones, because there are more than one day. Okay. The bad days are this tiny, 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 like, tiny. That's how tiny it is. You can barely hear it. I just said tiny. You couldn't hear that. Maybe you could. Anyway. What am I trying to say? Okay. Those days are a little percentage of your life. And we're human. We have to go through it. I know. I've tried to work around it, find ways to work around bad days, but you can't. It just happens, and it sucks. All humans go through them. Dogs have bad days. Sometimes dogs are just not happy some days. Fish, sharks have terrible days sometimes. People who get bitten by sharks have bad days. That's not something to... I have that in my mind because it's Shark Week right now. And if you don't know what Shark Week is, in a nutshell, it is a week that a channel here in America, a TV channel here in America, basically have a marathon all about sharks, people who got bit by sharks, shark info, shark documentaries, everything about sharks. So Shark Week is this week, and I can't stop thinking about sharks. Okay, sharks. Okay. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is everyone has a bad day. But I'm sorry you have to go through that. I wish there was something I could do, but all I can do is just talk to you, which is probably not much of a help. But I'm sorry. I just wish I could help you. Personally, I'm having an all right time in life. I've been having trouble sleeping at night, which is probably because it's still summer here and classes haven't resumed, and I have a lot of time to not sleep. So it's 4 a.m. and I tried sleeping. I did for a long time, for probably 3 or 4 hours, and I could not do it. So I decided to just get up and talk. I'm thirsty. But if ever you need someone to talk to, if it is unbearable, if you're on the verge of killing a horse or a ant, actually, you could. No, don't kill anything because you're having a bad day. Please, if you're gonna take anything out of this audio, don't kill anything. You can kill negative thoughts. There you go. Oh, I'm laughing, but you're probably not laughing. So, okay, bad day. I'm sorry. Remember that for every bad day, I'm going to make this number up. For every bad day, there are, three good days. So, I don't know if that's accurate. For every bad day, there are a lot of good days. So, think about this. Okay, so you had a bad day. You had a bad day. Okay, today was a bad day. What happened? You, what's a bad day? Starbucks got your order wrong, and you asked for your order, the right order, and they made another one, and it was wrong again. So you got so mad you just left. Okay, that was the start of your bad day. And then in the afternoon, you were walking your dog, and all of a sudden, you find a paper that said, "I hate," and then blank, which is like, "I hate," and then it said your favorite band. You're like, "What the hell? Why would you say that?" And then you're just in a worse mood. And then at the end of your day, you get a call that your friend accidentally killed your hamster because you are out of town and you wanted them to take care of your hamster while you were gone, and then they accidentally killed him. When they could have actually probably went to the pet store and buy an identical hamster and kind of replace it and try to see if you can tell the difference. And if you can't, then they're good. Those were probably examples that cannot compare to what you are going through, but I can't think. Well, I can think of bad days, but I don't want to make this a negative audio. I just want you to, I want to plant in your, okay, I have a seed in my hand right now, and I am going through the microphone and physically planting a seed into your ear, earlobes, into your brain. Is this the lamest thing I've ever done? Okay. And the seed will plant in your brain and make you always have the mindset that things will get better. So, that's it. That's what I'm trying. I'm thirsty again. I'm sorry. I truly am. If I can do anything for you, as long as it's good, if it's appropriate, kinda, if it's like semi-appropriate at least, I will do it for you, I promise. Just anything applies here. Bad days include feeling bad about yourself. Just know that it'll all be worth it. I've had many days where I don't feel good about myself as well. Everybody, dogs, sharks. Okay, I'm done. I hope you got something out of this. I truly am not concerned. I'm truly concerned about your well-being. No, I'm truly. See, I'm messing myself up. I truly care about you. I truly want you to feel happy all the time. I can't stress this enough. You are worth feeling okay. At least okay. If you're feeling okay, great. I am happy with life. But the moment you feel bad and sad and worthless and everything bad, I feel like I need to do something. So again, I'm here if ever you want to talk, or if you want to tell me I have really bad jokes and to stop. Or, down in the comments, write a rant. Write an open rant to whoever is making you feel this way. I want you to feel better and to let it all out. I don't care who it is, as long as it's not putting down a certain group of people, like race, gender, sexual orientation, anything. You know what I mean? I know you are all good people. I just want you to just openly write to them. Say, dear blah blah. Or you could write dear and then blank. And then talk. I don't care. I just want you to feel better. I want to at least take 5 pounds of weight off your shoulders. I know it's hard, but writing that letter, trust me, I've done this, and I've lost the letter, and, like, physically, and it's terrible, because I know someone will find it eventually, and I will be very embarrassed, because the whole situation is terrible. It's just nothing now. Also, yeah, just know that you may be feeling like this right now, but maybe in a couple months, you will look back and you will think, wow, I felt like that because of that. That's crazy. Why'd you do that? And then you'll be like, I don't know, I just wanted to. And then you'll be like, well, don't. Okay. Well, anyway, just comment down. Please do. I would like to read it. I know a lot of people will have fun reading yours as well. So write that letter. Write it, girl or boy, anybody. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm getting a little crazy. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.